Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father.
Hallelujah.
Does anybody want to pray with me? Amen. Does anybody want to pray with me? Because I need a prayer partner. Amen. Tonight is an announcement that I have to make. I know some of y'all have listened to me live or, you know, on the archives to my Welcome to My Throne Room show, and I didn't want to leave y'all hanging with that. But you don't need me to pray. You don't need me to go to God. You don't need me to talk to God for your needs or your wants. You can go to God on your own. You know, that's what he's there for. Since I have been under the medical care of my physician and maybe on bed rest for a while from not working I have filed for disability. I have still in constant care, taking care of myself, taking my medication. And for right now, things have not gotten better, but they haven't gotten worse either. They're kind of stable. But they're in a position where I can hardly move. I can hardly walk. So God spoke to my spirit this afternoon and told me, just stay in bed. You don't have to get up and do these 4 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning shows that or anoint you to do, but because you can come to me anytime. So, but even if I don't do a show, God is still glorified, amen? If I don't do a show or play a song, God is going to be who he is anyhow. He don't need me. I need him. So just go to God for yourself and go to him not because of a need or a want, but go to God because you're grateful. Go to God because you're thankful. Because it could be a lot more. I mean, I accept my condition right now because it could be a whole lot worse. I could have tubes in my veins. I could be on a walker. I could be in a coma. I mean, just think about this. Whatever you're going through right now, give God the thanks for it and the praise for it. Because there's somebody out there who is worse off than you, who would love to be in your shoes. And here we are complaining about this pain and that pain, and I can't do this and I can't do that. How am I survive? God is a sustainer. God will sustain. He knows what we need. He knows what we want. But he is not less you and I. I mean, I just don't believe he will. Because God is going to be God no matter who or what the diagnosis is. So just remember that God is going to be who he is no matter what we go through in life, no matter how much people treat us or how bad they treat us, no matter what kind of medical report we get from the doctor. We're going to believe God for his report, amen? So just be in prayer for yourself and pray for others. I'm reminded in the book of James, chapter 5, verse, I believe it was 16, you know, the NLB says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power. It didn't say they had little power. The Bible does not say they had no power, but it says they had great power and produces wonderful results. I have the NIV, but I love the KJV version the more. The KJV, oh my God. See, this devil is tricky. I just had it. Wait a minute. There we go. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. Here it is, the effectual prayer. Wait a minute, y'all not reading this thing right. Maybe I'm not reading it right. The sometime prayer. Wait a minute. No, hold on. Okay, I need glasses. I need my eyes shade. I need to see my eye doctor. The weak prayer. Wait a minute. That's not right. The timid prayer. No, Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That word effectual has some power to it. Because the word effect means it's going to work. You put bleach on anything, it's going to affect the colorization of what you put it on. You put water in boiling grease, it's going to affect the water to blow up or blow over. So if it works like that in the manifest world, then I just believe it works in the spiritual world. And it says of a righteous man. Now, when I say man, I don't mean the man or the male anatomy of a male person. But the righteous man, which is mankind. Because you got to be careful. I got to be careful. We can't have everybody praying for us. We can't have some such at your job, at our jobs, praying for us. I reminded of a day the other day. few weeks ago, I was told I'm gonna pray for you. And the person told me it was not a believer in Christ. And I said, that's okay. I don't need it. One time I've been meaning about it, but I've been dead serious. Because I don't want no prayer from nobody who cusses God out every 5 seconds, who blasphemes the Holy Spirit. You can keep that prayer. But I want to pray for a righteous person. Amen. Don't lay hands on me. Because I don't know what your vibe is like. Don't lay hands on me. Because your soul is not right. No. I want the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous person that avails much. I don't know about praying for me who ain't prayed to God at all. Well, I ain't prayed to God in about 5, 6 years. Well, you know what? Get away from me. Go, you need to fix to God and tell God what you've been doing for the last 6 years and get away from him. No. But I want a soldier. I have never heard of the armed forces, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and the Air Force recruit anybody who was weak. Why do you think they go through such a strenuous workout? Because they want to see who can make it and who can't make it. If you ain't never been in the war, you can't win in a fight. So whatever you gotta do to get right with God, get right with God in your own time. Leave me out of it. But I want the effectual prayers of the righteous person to keep me in their prayers. To lift me up before God and say, this is what Aaron needs. And the same goes for me too. I would pray for anybody who needs prayer. Because it's time out for playing with God. It's time out for allowing Satan to pimp us. And we need to know that the fact of the matter is that we are at war with Satan. We can't be peeling around looking crazy and looking stupid and saying, oh, we're got in his own time. No, we need to be in a fight. We need to go to war. Because God called us to be his soldiers. And God is our chief commander. I don't care who the president is. He ain't my president, by the way. I don't care who he appoints in office. They don't have no power. Because, truth be told, God has all power. Now, I don't know why that the reason he is in office, I think he's in office for a reason. I don't know why the reason is. I'm not hating on Trump being in office. I'm really not. But I'm not going to bow down to no man who didn't die for me. I don't care if it's Barack Obama himself. No president who ever been president while I was alive don't hold a candle to what God can do for me. And let me just say this too. Since y'all, because I ain't doing it. This is the dumbest thing. Since having my life, I've been coming to CNN, NSD. I don't care. I go on national TV and say the term is myself. I don't care. Why are y'all protesting now? It's a waste of time. I would have understood it better before the election was over. But he's in office now. Y'all protesting for nothing, getting arrested for nothing. Losing jobs or losing money for a man who has no power to bless you. And it is time out for preachers, especially black preachers, to be punk pimps of the pulpit kissing Trump's butt for a few dollars. Yeah, I said it. I say it loud. And I'll say it again. It is time out for us black preachers, especially us, to stop kissing Trump's butt for a few bucks. And I ain't coming to this hoopla about the entertainment business, about the comedians, the actors, or the rappers. You know what? Bump all that. You want to be what they call them, a brown noser, you go right ahead. Because I refuse to serve anybody who has no power to bless me. And I must stay in prayer. I know the Bible says that we should respect our elders, our leaders, and that's true, we should. That's why I'm not bad about Trump. I'm not. I'm just saying what I think. How I feel about the situation, how I feel about the election. Okay, I didn't vote. I ain't gonna complain. Whatever. But to get out there and protest with y'all and get arrested, ain't happening. So when God told me to pray, He didn't just tell me to pray for myself, but to pray for this generation. Because if there ever was a time, thank you, Lord, to pray, it's right now. Not just to pray, but to give Him thanks. I don't really have that much to say tonight. I made my announcement. I won't be on the air as much as I used to. But the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to say what I have to say and not be timid or afraid of what other folks may think about me. Because last time I checked, y'all didn't call me to preach. Y'all didn't call me to be a blessing for someone else. Y'all didn't put a roof over my head. Everything that I've got was by God. And it's time out for preachers, or just people in general, who are soldiers of the Lord, to stop being afraid of what might happen. If you gonna pray, don't worry. If you gonna worry, don't pray. Give it to God. Yeah, we are in a war. We are in a mess. And we have to come together as one. Stop this fighting. Stop this killing. This nonsense. Stop it. That's not what God called us to do. Because there will come a day when both you and I will have to stand before the throne of God and give an account for our actions. And if you are not a believer of the Most High, a child of God, stop repenting right now of your sins and get saved. Because I don't know about you. Years ago when I was in my 20s, I died in my sleep. I've seen hell. I've experienced hell. And hell is a place I wish on no one. You think it's hot where you are in the summertime? Die in your sins and go to hell. You will wish you had an AC under your butt. You will wish you had some lemonade. So I just thank God for allowing me to speak my mind tonight. I thank Him for actually giving me a voice to tell the people of God and for backsliders and for those who never knew Christ, pardon their sins, that God is able. He's willing and He's able to keep you from falling. And I just pray what I said was taken out of love, not hate or judgment. Because if I didn't like you or loved you, the love of Christ, I wouldn't be on the air tonight. You're my brother and you're my sister in creation or in Christ. And we have to come together and pray and give God His glory. Amen.
I need Church, and y'all better pray with me. I said he picked me up and turned me around, y'all. He picked me up and turned me around. One day he picked me up and turned me around. I said he my friend, oh, the blood of Jesus. I promise you I'm going to sing some more of this stuff in a minute. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh. Jesus, that one sheds my snow, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. That gives me strength from day. My God, today, it will never, ever, ever lose. It will never, never, ever lose. It will never, ever, never lose. Its power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. I'm going to leave y'all in a minute. Of the Lamb, oh, there is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Y'all, can we keep singing them songs in the church? Oh, God. I just feel like having church, that's all. I know we ain't got all night, but just touch somebody real fast for me and tell them, say, neighbor, there's still power in the blood. Some of y'all still ain't talking to nobody. I see you looking at me. Just touch somebody, tell them, say, neighbor, there's still power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, y'all ain't saying it like y'all did, man. Just touch somebody real fast and tell them, say, neighbor. There's still power. I know some of y'all think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I just love him, that's all. Just look at somebody and tell them, say, neighbor, I'm not crazy. I just love the God that I serve. I wonder, is there anybody in this house other than me that can make that declaration right now? Just look at somebody and tell them, say, neighbor, I'm not crazy. But I wonder if there's anybody other than me that got a reason to shout. Just tell somebody, say, this ain't no show. Let me tell you right now, ain't none of this stuff even going to be on the record. Tell somebody, say, this ain't a show. But because he's brought me out of some stuff, I got a right and a reason to give God some glory.
Says he's got him under four squads of soldiers, and they are watching him to make sure that he doesn't get away. But here's the good news of the text. The government ain't the only folk in the story. Because the text says, good God, while they had him in prison, the church was praying. God, I thought I'd get a better shout. Wow. While they had him in prison, the church was praying. Now, let me come get y'all. While the government was doing what it does, the church was doing what it does. Y'all didn't even see me coming. See, we around here protesting and marching and mad and wondering what we gonna do. The devil is a liar. While the government does what it's gonna do, if the church would stop trying to be the government and just be the church and get to praying, God is gonna make everything all right. Trump ain't the first one we done seen. We saw him in Ronald Reagan. We saw him in all the Bushes. And every time God sustained us, if the church would just be the church. God didn't call us to be on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News. He called us to come into the house and to get on our knees and to remind Trump that the government is on his side. shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor of Mighty. Come on, I feel like preaching now. The Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. Let the government do whatever they're going to do. If the church get to praying, God will get to moving. Let the government take health care, God will get to moving. Let the government erase Social Security, God will get to moving. Let the government become racist and sexist and misogynistic, but God will get to moving.